Welcome to our Advent Reflections. This year, we're relating the gospel to popular culture by looking at the movies. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm talking to Father Peter Malone from the Cygnus Film Desk. Cygnus is the World Catholic Association for Communication. Well, we're into week two of Advent now, starting, of course, with Sunday. Beyond Rangoon, Peter.
Beyond Rangoon is a film that didn't receive such good reviews, and I think it wasn't seen by enough people from my own personal point of view. It's a story about Myanmar, which is remote, but in the headlines so often about repression. And this is a very American story, an American woman played by Patricia Arquette going into Rangoon. But the reason I've chosen this film for today's reflection is because of John the Baptist, which mightn't immediately come to mind.
Tell me why.
Well, one of the central characters in Myanmar's history in recent decades, of course, is Aung San Suu Kyi. Mm-hmm. To me, an extraordinary woman, the patience that she's shown under house arrest. But she is, in a sense, the prophet for values in Myanmar, with the hope then that what she achieves, and a bit like John the Baptist, she will grow less and less as something good happens. Advent fulfillment, we might say, if we're using our reflection terms, then she is a bit like John the Baptist.
Do you think you could take him somewhere off the tourist track?
Normally I would say yes, but at the moment it would be wiser to remain within Rangoon.
Why?
Martial law. They've closed the airport.
They need to remind us that they are strong and we are weak.
This is a military dictatorship, in case you haven't noticed.
You broke curfew. You could go to prison for that.
They won't let her go without a passport.
You'll probably get on Friday's flight. As for us, we're getting on this one now.
Right now, you might be the only tourist left in the country.
The scene that I'd like to draw attention to, which is based on what she actually did in 1988, as she walked through the city and she was confronted by the military, and she looks straight at them, almost like Jesus. Do you remember? He passed through their midst, and she actually is able to pass through the midst of those soldiers. They let her through. Now, that's reenacted in the film, and I think it gives a most powerful impact of her work and of the kind of prophetic John the Baptist preaching she is doing for her own country. And so that's why I chose it for today's Advent reflection.